a candle? Is it just a wick? A bit of wax? Or is it something more? In ancient of days, it was used perhaps to light a room, to read or to write. Sometimes it might be used to light the way, on the way to bed or wherever you might be travelling. And other times, of course, it would have been used to measure time, all marked off nicely and burning down. Today, perhaps a bit more decorative in our homes. Or perhaps we might want to place some meaning onto it, onto the flame that's burning, which we'll do a little bit later. Less decorative, more relational. Something's happening as we light the flame. Something's happening as we watch it. We have a candle in our living room. It's to remember our son, who died 5,107 days ago. He was just 7,644 days old. So that distance is getting shorter all the time. It's a strange feeling. But what is time to loss? We measure not by the number of days, but by the depth of our love. That's how we measure. Time doesn't make the loss any less. It simply helps us, it gives us time to grow new muscles, to cope with that loss. Perhaps to have greater capacity to do other things. But that loss remains, it doesn't go. And we never lose the effect that that person had on us. It's always there. And each of us today has lost someone important to us. But they have shaped us by the nature of their lives. When our son died, I remember our other son saying at his wedding, where Jim would have been the best man to Tom, Tom saying, "Actually, I am who I am today because of Jim. He's shaped my life. I spent all those years sharing a bedroom with him, sharing stories, real ones and imaginary ones, tales of daring do when they went off to the Amazon or wherever they went in the bedroom together." But Tom was able to say, "I've been shaped by my brother." All of us have been shaped as well by the people we no longer see. It doesn't matter who they are, whether they are friends. I can remember being profoundly affected by a friend who went swimming off the coast of Morocco. And when I came back at the end of summer holidays and heard that news, how it affected me. To people in my family dying, close and far away. We're all shaped by the death of others. But I'd want to say, because we're shaped by those people, they're still here with us now. More than just DNA sometimes. I do look in the mirror and sometimes see my dad. But more than that, values. Even if you don't hold the same values, even if they're opposite values, you've still been shaped by them. So in one sense, they do live on. We might not see them. And part of this service is to talk about lighting candles for those we no longer see, those we love but we no longer see. In a mysterious way, you keep them alive because of the imprint that they had on you. As a geologist, I love going out looking for fossils. And this is one I found earlier, as it were, just a little lump of rock. But because I know what might be living in that rock, or at least died in that rock, I know where to tap it and open it and find inside of it the imprint of this lovely ammonite. And the interesting thing, of course, with an ammonite is when you pull it apart, it looks the same on the both sides. I don't have the other side, it broke. But it still has the same imprint. And in one sense, although that side's gone, this side still has an imprint on the other side, or the other way around. And that's just the same with us. If you open me up, you see the effect, the imprint of others on my lives. So they remain alive in one sense. It's what endures, our love for them and their love for us. The symbolic candles that we light, smaller than this one, of course, they are an expression of that love, where we think of it as a representation of our love, a re-presentation, as it were, when we come to present the candles a little bit later. Because that act brings us with both the grief and the gratitude into that moment. That sense of loss, however long ago it is, it's still loss. And the gratitude that we knew them. Grief, bereavement can be heart-rending, literally. It can affect us and change us. It can be painful to our senses. That can be the grief. The gratitude can be the thankfulness for that relationship. Now, C.S. Lewis, the famous author, wrote a couple of books. The first one, when he met Joy Gresham, he wrote about being surprised by joy. What a lovely title for a book to write about your relationship with your wife, Surprised by Joy. After she died, not very long after they were married, he wrote another book called A Grief Observed. And that joy and that grief, that gratitude, that grief, perhaps hold together in those two books. They're two different parts of his life, and yet they're very much one as well. The two go hand in hand. And when you love someone, you are automatically vulnerable to pain, because that person may go. And the word vulnerable means easily wounded. So it takes nothing for you to be wounded. From all the love you have, it can go. And therefore you are holding that sense of both grief and gratitude at the same time. But you know, I would rather have known and have loved than not known at all. So in one sense, and I use my words carefully, I accept both of those, the grief and the gratitude at the same time, because that makes me richer. Richer in life, richer in so many ways, to have loved and to have known. The pain that comes from love is very real. And do you know, I remember the world wanting to tidy me up quickly. I hope you get over it soon. Well, I wanted to stick my chin out and say through gritted teeth, I want to keep the pain, because that links me to the love. It still does. Bereavement penetrates to the core of who we are, because we're designed for relationship. And therefore, we have a built-in capacity to feel the pain of loss as well. We can't change that loss, but we can change the way we respond over time, as time changes and the candle wick burns down. We can change the way we respond to that loss. I don't mean to rush past, I don't mean to tidy up, to say never mind, because it does matter. But bereavement changes who we are inside, the way we see the world, the way we react to the world as well. Now, hope is written about in the Bible all over the place, and it has enormous comfort to think about what the future holds. It doesn't tidy away the struggles, rather acknowledges them. So we just heard Psalm 23, walking through the valley of the shadow of death, a real place that David was writing about, but a real place for us today as well. We need to name it. We need to say it. And that's why we put names on cards in a little while, because naming someone honors them. It's so important to know the names. But the scripture allows us to ask the questions, the whys, the hows, the what ifs, the why me, And people sometimes say to me, I feel terribly guilty asking those questions. Well, the Bible encourages us to, as far as I can see. You can hear the pain in the Bible. You can hear as well Mary, Martha gathering around Jesus asking those same questions. What if only, and so on. It's all there. It's written out for us. But for now, we wait. We live the best we can, as God will help us, carrying the imprint of those we love who have gone from our sight in our lives and who are still here with us now through that imprint. One day, the scripture reminds us, there will be a banquet, the end of Psalm 23, a table loaded with many good things. That's coming one day. But that doesn't take away the hunger now, does it? It can't take it away. We'll read in a few minutes in Revelation, the last book of the Bible, where God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. There'll be no more death and no more mourning. That's coming one day, and that is a hope. But in the meantime, we live true to who we are, asking God to help us with integrity and gratitude, knowing that we've been loved and how precious that is. We will symbolically re-present the candles in a moment as they represent our love for the person we've lost. So the candle brings light today. The candle helps us to measure our time on earth. And the candle will represent love, relationship. So we thank God today as we write those names, as we bring the candles, for the gift that those people were to us. Let's pray.